96.5, good morning. Who's this?
This is Jake.
Hey, Jake, what's going on this morning? What do you think about the canceled football season?
I think it's crazy because, you know, they're playing football down south. They say the uptick is higher up there. Those are red states regarding the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the green up here. It doesn't make sense for these kids not to get their opportunity. The high school seasons are going on down south. So
I got you.
I don't know what's going on with college, but I know the high school, they're playing, they get it, they understand, hey, you know, these kids need that opportunity. A lot of them come from impoverished areas, and this is their one ticket out. So I wish, and it's the same goes for the kids up here as well.
All right, thank you much for the call. Appreciate it. 96.5, good morning. Who's this?
This is Laura. How are you?
Hey, Laura, what's going on this morning? Do you think it's right for them to cancel the football season?
I think we are in a pandemic, and we all need to help and sacrifice whatever we can do to keep everyone, including our parents and our grandparents and maybe even great-grandparents, safe. We have to think about others. It's not about me, 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 which is basically what the last few generations have been about.
Do you have any kids that are in sports?
I do, but luckily he's already graduated and he is, you know, work in the work field. And, of course, he's working from home because his company has shut down.
I think you just said it all when you said that we're a selfish society right now. And instead of just taking a beat and getting this our public health crisis under control, you're saying to be selfless.
Right.
And think about the future.
Exactly. Everybody is me, me. Well, it's my right. It's my right. It's not your right to infect me.
Thank you so much for the call, Laura. We appreciate it.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks.
I love listening to you.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
That's the first time somebody's ever said that. Thanks, Laura. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
96.5, good morning. Who's this?
Natalie.
Hey, Natalie. What do you think about the canceled football season?
I think it's up to the families and the parents and the kids. I mean, if they want their kids to play, they should let them play. I coached for 8 years, and you learn so much from the sport. It's not all about hitting and, you know, knocking people down. It's about the camaraderie and the brotherhood and learning how to help your fellow man and taking care of each other. I have two boys and a girl, and they were all very athletic. Both my sons played football and lacrosse into college. Academically, they did well. I have an engineer, a nurse, and a diesel mechanic,
mm-hmm.
but they all, that was part of their education,
yeah.
was their sports. And the kids in this country don't get enough exercise as it is. How is that good for them?
Well, on the flip side of it, looking at this, you said taking care of each other, but then this is saying, okay, well, what if somebody gets COVID and then passes it along? That's not taking care of your fellow man.
Listen, that is taking care of your fellow man. You have to make decisions for yourself. If you don't want your kids to play, then don't let them play. If you're concerned, then you keep them away from grandparents. Say, listen, this is your choice you're making. If they want to do it, then they need to learn to sacrifice other things for this. They can't hang out with their other friends. I mean, there's a lot involved.
Yeah. As a coach, you would have to find a safe way to do it. And so you're saying you have to be in a bubble. You have to make sacrifices, not see the rest of the family. These kids, I just heard from a mom up the street whose son plays football for Cromwell. And she said the disappointing thing is they've been conditioning all summer. And they've been
mm-hmm.
sticking to and following the guidelines as laid out by the team, the coach, the school system. And so their frustration is that this schedule should be a little bit more flexible. And if they can stick to those guidelines and be safe, you know, maybe they can pull it off.
And then you're pulling it off the rug out from under. I'm like, do this, follow up, jump through these hoops. Oh, but wait, we're not going to do it now.
I can hear the frustration in your voice. I can
mm-hmm.
hear it. I understand.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Take care.
96.5, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Bill.
Hey, Bill, what are your thoughts on the cancellation of the fall football season for high school students?
I'm devastated. I have a son who's 14 years old or 15 years old. He's a sophomore. At Torrington High School, can't play. And, you know, he worked out all summer. You know, he's very excited about playing. And he has had nothing. He's done nothing as far as, you know, it's been a rough 4 or 5 months for him. And now to find out that he can't play again, it's just been, you know, it's disappointing. And I just feel like there's something maybe they could do as a community or as a state just to make it happen, whether it's getting more testing done before games or whether it's, you know, or if the kids feel like they can really play, maybe sign some consents if everybody agrees,
mm-hmm.
you know, with so the community or the school or the state isn't liable if something happens. I just feel like there's got to be some sort of alternative to play if everybody's really that motivated to play.
You're the second parent I've heard from. A personal friend just texted me who said the same thing you did, that they've been conditioning all summer. So my question to you is, what were you doing over the summer that was keeping everyone safe? Because obviously, if they've been conditioning and working out over the summer, they've been able to stay healthy.
Exactly. Well, my son, he ran outside. He went to the gym a a couple times a week. Of course, he was safe there. He wipes down everything when he, you know, before and after he uses each, you know, each machine. But, you know, he was safe there. He wore a mask and he followed the rules, and he's been fine.
But once you get all those kids on the field, mm-hmm. that's where people are concerned that it's such a contact sport. People are worried that, you know, conditioning in isolation is one thing. Being together on the field is another.
And that definitely is, yeah, that is a big concern, I'm sure. And my theory is this, though. If there's 50 people in a room and none of them have corona, how are they going to get it? If they get a 10-minute rapid test beforehand, why can't someone just sponsor that? I mean, I'd be willing to donate money for that, too. Every kid tested before the game.
I like your thinking. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not wrong.
No, absolutely. I mean, I don't really think there's a right answer to this.
I know.
Because I can see it from both sides. I can see it from a health aspect. I can see it from the parental aspect. I it's tough. It is one of those, there's no right answer kind of thing.
But wait, we just buried the lead. He said he's willing to help sponsor rapid tests for these kids so that they can get out there and play. So how much are we talking over
here? Yeah, what are you going to pony up there, buddy?
Well, you know what? $100 I'd start with.
Okay.
There we go.
$200, whatever, you know?
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call.
Hey, thank you, guys. Take care. Okay.
You too. 96.5, thanks for holding. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura from Allstead.
Hey, Laura.
I just wanted to talk about the way they shut down the football program.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just absolutely horrendous. And I think, you know, these kids have played, you know, since they were young kids, and they were given the red light, to the green light, I should say, to move forward. They've followed all the protocols. They've social distance while they were at practice. You know, I think the decision should be in the hands of the athletes, their parents, and the coaching staff. It shouldn't be put in the hands of our governor and the CIAC.
I think the interesting thing that we've been hearing all morning is that the rug's been pulled out from under all of these kids. I think that seems to be the big sticking point, was saying everybody said, look, if you do this stuff, you're going to be able to play in the fall. And now they're saying, well, we've decided to change our minds. I think that's the biggest problem with this, because if they would have said over the summer, no, don't do any of this, don't do any of this, we're not going to have a fall season.
No training.
I think it might have been an easier pill to swallow, but that seems to be the big problem with everybody.
Correct. And it's just very strange because Connecticut has such low numbers. So it's obvious that we've been doing the right thing.
I wish there was a way that they could create a bubble for these kids, because, like you said, they've been practicing all summer. And if you could keep them in their bubble, test them, you know, either randomly or as every couple of days. But the thing is, then they have to still go to school. And so I think people are worried about somehow coronavirus infecting other students in the school.
Well, you can't be in a bubble in the world. There's no such thing.
That is a great way to end this call. You get the last word. Thank you so much for sharing your opinion.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too.
Let our kids play.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.